You've no idea. None of us has any idea. For years they preyed on the Saracens, had taken nobody knows what spoils of gems, precious stones, silks, ivory. Well, now, what could be more natural than for these immeasurably wealthy knights to look around for some way of expressing their gratitude to the Emperor? Well, so that is exactly what they did, and they hit on the happy thought of sending Charles not an insignificant live bird, but a glorious golden falcon, encrusted from head to foot with the finest jewels in their coffers. Well, sir, what do you think of that?
I don't know.
Well, those are facts. Historical facts, not schoolbook history, not Mr. Wells's history, but history nevertheless. The bird was sent in a galley commanded by a French knight named Cormier, or Corvert, a member of the order. It never reached Spain. You know of Barbarossa, Redbeard, Kheyr ed-Din?
No.
A famous admiral of buccaneers, sir. He took the galley and he took the bird. The bird went to Algiers, that's a fact. And there it remained for 100 years, until it was carried away by an English adventurer who was with the buccaneers for a while, Sir Francis Verney. There's nothing said about the bird in Lady Frances Verney's memoirs of the Verney family during the 17th century. I looked. And Verney didn't have it with him when he died in Messina in 1615. He was stony broke. But, sir, it did go to Sicily. According to Carucci, the author of Storia del Regno di Vittorio Amadeo II, it was one of Victor Amadeus's wedding gifts to his wife. It turned up next in the possession of a Spaniard who'd been with the army that took Naples in 1734, and there's nothing to show that it didn't stay in his family, Monino Errondo, until the Carlist Wars, when it turned up in Paris. During the Carlist troubles, it had been painted or enameled over to look like nothing more than a fairly interesting black statuette. And in that disguise, sir, it was, you might say, kicked around Paris for 70 years by private owners and dealers too stupid to see what was under the skin. A football in the gutters of Paris. Until 1911, when a Greek dealer named Karelaos Constantidis found it in an obscure shop. He recognized it for what it was, and it didn't take him long to acquire it. I got wind of it and finally forced most of the history out of him. But for once in his life, he wasn't in a hurry to convert his find into money. But your glass is empty, sir.
Thanks.
You begin to believe me a little?
I haven't said I didn't.
Here.
Thanks.
Well, sir, 1 year to the very day after he had acquired it, I picked up the Times in London and read that his establishment had been burglarized and he murdered. I was in Paris next day. The bird was gone. By gad, sir, I was wild. A great quantity of stuff had been stolen. That made me think that the thief had simply taken the bird along with the rest of his plunder, not knowing what it was. Well, sir, it took me 17 years to locate that bird, but I did it. I wanted it, and I'm not a man that's easily discouraged when he wants something. I traced it to the home of a Russian general, one Kamidov, in a Constantinople suburb. He didn't know what it was, but his natural contrariness kept him from selling it to me when I made him an offer. Perhaps in my eagerness I was a little unskillful, though not very. So, I sent some agents to get it. Well, sir, they got it. And I haven't got it. But I'm going to get it. Your glass.
Then the bird doesn't belong to any of you, but to General Kmedov.
Well, sir, you might say it belonged to the King of Spain, but I don't see how you can honestly grant anybody clear title to it except by right of possession.
Then it's Miss O'Shaughnessy's now.
No, sir. Except as my agent. There's no doubt She's got it now?
Not much.
Where?
I don't know exactly.
But you said you did.
I mean, I know where to get it when the time comes.
And when is that?
When I'm ready.
Mr. Spade, where is Miss O'Shaughnessy now?
In my hands, safely tucked away.
Trust you for that, sir. Well, now, sir, before we sit down to talk prices, answer me this. How soon can you, or how soon are you willing to, produce the Falcon?
A couple of days.
That is satisfactory. But we forget our nourishment.
Thanks.
Well, sir, here's to a fair bargain and profits large enough for both of us.
What's your idea of a fair bargain?
I have two proposals to make, sir, and either is fair. I will give you $25,000 when you deliver the Falcon to me and another $25,000 as soon as I get to New York. Or I will give you one quarter, 25% of what I realize on the Falcon. There you are, sir. An almost immediate $50,000 or a vastly greater sum within, say, a couple of months.
How much greater?
What would you say, sir, to $500,000?
You think the Dingus is worth $2 million?
In your own words, why not?
That's a hell of a lot of dough.
And that's the absolute rock-bottom minimum.
The minimum, huh? How much is the maximum? How much is the maximum?
The maximum? I refuse to guess.
You fix the drink, God damn you. Well, my...
Okay, Spade. Let's see if you can make it to the door.
Get out of my way. Bastard!
Gently, Wilmer. A gentleman never hits a man when he's down.
I thought you were a hitman. I saw the light under the door.
So, you finally got back. Oh, God, what time is it?
6 o'clock. Mm. What are you doing here?
Well, you told me to stay till you got back or phoned.
So you've been here all night. You're the sister of the boy who stood on the burning deck.
Your head, what happened?
I don't know whether I fell or was slugged. I went visiting, was fed knockout drops, and came to 12 hours later, all spread out on the man's floor.
Oh, you'll have to get a doctor. You can't walk around with a head like
that. It's not as bad as it looks, except for the headache. Cold water ought to help.
Anything turn up after I left?
Yeah, the district attorney's office phoned. He wants to see you.
Himself?
Mm-hmm, that's the way I understood it. I think he means business, Sam. Oh, and Tom Polehouse rang. Wants to have lunch at the State's Hofbrau.
Anything else?
Mm, a boy came with a message from Mr. Gutman.
I got it. That's how I got this.
Well, then what's it all about?
I don't know, sweetheart. He didn't slip me the drops until after I told him he'd have to wait for a couple of days for what he wanted. Maybe he figured he could get it without my help in that time. Mm. He didn't get any word from the O'Shaughnessy?
No, Sam, nothing. Has this got anything to do with her?
Something. Look, sweetheart. I'm going back to freshen up, and you better go home and get some sleep. And I'd better drop in on the DA. Did you buy the call yesterday?
No, Sam. Why?
Just a thought. I'll call in at their business office. See you later. Copy of yesterday's call, please.
Certainly.
Thanks. 35. Births, marriages, deaths, weather. Could be anything. Shipping arrivals. 5:17 a.m. Tahiti from Sydney and Papeete. 6:05 Admiral Peoples from Astoria. 8:05 La Paloma from Hong Kong. That's it. It's got to be. Bridget and Thursby came from Hong Kong. Is there a phone I can use?
Sure, right there.
Thanks. Hello, shipping office. Can you tell me where the Paloma is docked? They came from Hong Kong yesterday morning. Uh-huh. It's what? Jesus. So that's where all the racket's about. Tell me one thing, Tom.
Whatever you like.
How is it that whenever we eat together, we always eat pickled pig's feet?
Well, I guess it's because we always come here, Sam. What else would we eat?
Dundee send you?
You know he didn't, Sam. Ain't you ever going to grow up? What have you got a beef about? We didn't hurt you. What's the sense of making a grudge of it?
Oh. You see the boat on fire in the bay?
I saw the smoke. Look, now be reasonable, Sam. Dundee was wrong, and he knows it. Now, why don't you let it go at that?
Well, you think I ought to go around and tell him I hope my chin didn't hurt his fist?
Oh, for Christ's sake, cut it out. Dundee didn't think you shot Miles, but what else would he do except run the lead down? You'd have done the same thing in his place, and you know it.
Yeah? What made him think I didn't do it? What makes you think I didn't do it, or don't you?
Thursby shot Miles.
You think he did?
He did. The slugging Miles came out of a Webley and a bellboy at Thursby's hotel had seen it in his room that morning.
And that leaves Thursby the only one I killed.
No. No. For Christ's sake. Ain't you ever going to forget that?
I'll tell you one thing, Tom. I'm glad I'm not that pig's foot.
Look. Dundee knows it's out.
How does he know?
We dug up a record on Thursby.
Yeah? Who was he?
Oh, you mean to tell me that
I wish to God I knew half as much about this business as you smart guys think I do.
Oh, I wish we all did. Well, he was a St. Louis gunman the first we hear of him. He was picked up a lot of times back there for this and that, but he belonged to the Egan mob. So nothing much was ever done about any of it. They got him once in New York for knocking over Rose Dust Games, and he did a short hitch in Joliet for pistol whipping a twist that had given him a needle. Huh? But after that, he took up with Dixie Monahan and didn't have any trouble getting out whenever he happened to get in. Dixie was almost as big a shot as Nick the Greek in Chicago gambling. This Thursday was Dixie's bodyguard, and he took the run out with him when Dixie got in wrong with the rest of the boys over some gambling debts.
Waiter?
Oh, that was a couple of years back. Now, this is the first time Thursby's been seen since.
And Dixie?
Nobody's seen him. Unless you know something.
This is all new stuff to me, Tom.
I guess it is.
Where did you pick up all this news about Thursby?
Some of it's on the records, the rest, well, we get it here and there.
From Cairo, for instance.
Not a word of it. You poisoned that guy for us.
You mean a couple of high-class sleuths like you and Dundee worked on that Lily of the Valley all night and you couldn't crack him?
What do you mean, all night? We worked on him for less than a couple of hours. We saw we weren't getting nowhere and we let him go.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
I'll get the check. I got a date with the DA this afternoon.
Huh? He sent for you?
Yeah.
You won't be doing me any favor by telling him I've talked to you about this.
Well, Mr. Spade, I hear that you and the police haven't been hitting it off too well lately.
Nothing serious. Dundee gets too enthusiastic.
Now, if you'd prefer not having the stenographer here, we can dismiss him. He's here simply as a matter of convenience.
I don't mind him a damn bit. I'm willing to have everything I say put down, and I'm willing to sign it.
I don't intend asking you to sign anything. Now, I wish you wouldn't regard this as a formal inquiry at all. And please don't think I've any belief in those theories the police seem to have formed.
I'm glad of that.
So, who killed Thursby?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps you don't know, but you could certainly make an excellent guess.
Maybe, but I wouldn't. Not even in an informal talk.
Well, why shouldn't you, if you've got nothing to conceal?
Everybody has something to conceal.
And you have?
My guess is, for one thing. What's your theory?
Well, you tell me the name of the client Archer was shadowing Thursby for, and I'll mighty soon know who killed Thursby.
I don't exactly get that.
You don't? Well, then suppose I put it this way. Where is Dixie Monahan?
putting it that way doesn't help much. Who in the hell is Dixie Monahan?
Look, we know Thursby was Monahan's bodyguard. He was with him when Monahan vanished from Chicago, leaving something like $200,000 worth of bets that he'd welched on. And we all know what's likely to happen to a gambler who welches and to his bodyguard when his creditors find them. It's happened before.
Well, what do you think? Did I kill him for his creditors or just find him for them to do their own killing?
No. You misunderstand me.
I hope I do.
No, I only mean that, you might have been involved in it without knowing what it was.
Oh, I see. You don't think I'm naughty. You just think I'm dumb. You're wrong. Nobody ever hired me to do anything about Dixie Monahan.
But by your own admission, somebody did hire you to do something about his bodyguard, Thursby.
His ex-bodyguard.
You mean he was no longer associated with Monahan? You know that positively?
I don't know anything positively except that my client wasn't interested in Monahan, has never been interested in Monahan.
And that opens another angle. Monahan's friends could have knocked Thursby off for ditching Monahan.
Dead gamblers don't have any friends.
Yeah, it narrows down to three things. Number one, Thursby was killed by the gamblers Monahan had welched on in Chicago. Number two, he was killed by friends of Monahan. Or number three, he sold Monahan out to his enemies and then fell out with them and they killed him.
Or number four, he died of old age. You're not serious, are you?
In one of those three categories lies the solution, and you can give us the information that will enable us to determine the category.
You wouldn't want the kind of information I could give you, Brian. You couldn't use it. It'd poop the gambler's revenge scenario for you.
You're not the judge of that. Right or wrong, I am nonetheless the district attorney.
I thought this was an informal talk.
I am a sworn officer of the law 24 hours a day, Spade, and neither formality nor informality justifies your withholding from me evidence of crime, except, of course, on certain constitutional grounds.
You mean if it might incriminate me? Well, I got better grounds than that, or grounds that suit me better. My clients are entitled to a decent amount of secrecy. Maybe I can be made to talk to a grand jury or even a coroner's jury, but I haven't been called before either yet, and it's a cinch I'm not going to advertise my client's business until I have to. Then again, you and the police have both accused me of being mixed up in the other night's murders. I've had trouble with both of you before. As far as I can see, my best chance of clearing myself of the trouble you're trying to make for me is by bringing in the murderers all tied up. And my only chance of ever catching them and tying them up and bringing them in is by keeping away from you and the police, because neither of you show any signs of knowing what the hell this is all about. You getting this down all right, son? Or am I going too fast for you?
Oh, no, sir. I'm getting it all right.
Good work. Now, Brian, if you want to go down to the board and tell them that I'm obstructing justice and ask them to revoke my license, hop to it. You've tried it before and you didn't get anything but a good laugh all around.
Now, look here, Spade.
And I don't want any more of these informal talks. I've got nothing to tell you or the police, and I'm goddamn tired of being called names by every crackpot on the city payroll. If you want to see me, pinch me or subpoena me or something, and I'll come down with my lawyer. I'll see you at the inquest, maybe.
How'd it go?
How did what go?
The district attorney.
Well, we didn't kiss when we parted. He got snotty, but so did I. He means trouble.
Have you found out where Miss O'Shaughnessy is, Sam?
I know where she went.
Where?
She went down to a boat in the harbor, the Paloma.
She went there? But that was the boat that caught fire. They had to tow it out from the pier. Was she...
She's all right. At least she left the boat before the fire started.
What happened?
She went straight there after leaving the cab at the ferry building. But she had to hang around till early evening because the captain, a guy named Jacoby, wasn't around. When he came back, she ate with him in his cabin. After the meal, there were three more visitors, Gutman, Cairo, and the kid who delivered Gutman's message to you yesterday. And it's hard to get anything out of the crew, but they had a row. And somewhere around 11 o'clock, a gun went off in the captain's cabin. The captain told the watchman that everything was all right. Shortly after midnight, the captain and the four of them left the boat. Captain hasn't been back since.
Well, what caused the fire?
I don't know. It was discovered in the hold late this morning. The chances are... What the hell?
There's Spade.
I'm Spade.
You know Bridget O'Shaughnessy.
Lock the door.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he shot through the chest maybe a dozen times.
Oh, Arden, wait to
go. It's too late for a doctor now. I gotta think before we do anything. Let's have a look at the bundle he was carrying. It's heavy enough.
Is that what they were looking for?
We'll soon know. A great black bird. We got the damn thing, Angel. Get it.
Hello?
Sam.
Yes?
Sam, come here quick.
Who? Oh, yes. Hold the line. Hello? It was Miss O'Shaughnessy. She's in danger. Her voice was... Oh, it was awful, Sam. 26 Anko, she said. A Burlingame.
Where the hell is that?
Well, you've got to help her,
Sam. I've got to take care of this fellow first.
No, you've got to go to her. Don't you see? He was helping her, so they killed him, and now she's... You've got to go.
All right. As soon as I gone, phone the police.
Right.
Tell it as it happened. But forget he had a bundle. And you don't know anything about anyone else having any connection with this fellow.
Yes, Sam. Do you know who he is?
I guess he was Captain Jacoby, master of the Paloma.
What are you going to do with the bird?
Leave it where nobody can get hold of it. But you'd better not know where it is. You're a damned good man, sister. Know where Anko Avenue or road or boulevard is in Burlingame?
Nope. But if she's there, we can find her.
Let's do that.
Hop in, Mr. Spade. We must be pretty near it now. Third or fourth house on the other side.
Okay, drop me here. And keep the engine running. We may have to leave in a hurry. Sale or rent. Key at 31. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to get the key to 26.
Juice is none. You can't see anything.
I got a flashlight, detective. We got a tip there might be something hidden there.
Nobody's been to me for the key for a couple of months. I'll get it for you. Nothing?
Not a thing.
A plant?
Something like that.
Where to now, Mr. Spade?
Home. I've had enough.
Your partner got knocked off, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
She's a tough racket. You can have it for mine.
Well, hack drivers don't live forever.
Maybe that's right. But just the same... It'll always be a surprise to me if I don't.
Bridget.
Oh, Sam. I thought you'd never come.
Let's get inside. You been waiting for me?
Oh, yes. In the doorway. Up the street.
Can you make it to the elevator or shall I carry you?
I'll be all right. When I can get where I can sit down.
Just hold on.
I wouldn't try to run for it if I were you. Wilma has you covered.
So have I, Mr. Spade.
Well, sir, as you can see, we're all here. Why don't we sit down and be comfortable and talk?
Sure. We'll talk.
Just a minute, Spade.
Get away. You're not going to frisk me.
Stand still and
put your
shut
paw on me and I'm going to make you use the gun. Ask your boss if he wants me shot before we talk.
Never mind, Wilma. You're certainly a most headstrong individual, my dear sir. Let's be seated.
I told you I didn't like that punk. Sit by me, sweetheart.
Well, sir, let's get down to business.
Let's do that. How soon are you ready to make the first payment and take the falcon off my hands?
Well, sir, as to that... Here.
$10,000. We were talking about more money than this.
Yes, sir, we were. But this is genuine coin of the realm, and there are more of us to be taken care of now. In short, sir, the situation has changed.
Sure. You and Cairo are together now. But I've got the falcon.
I shouldn't think it would be necessary to remind you, Mr. Spade.
that though you may have the falcon, we certainly have you.
I'm trying not to let that worry me. We'll come back to the money later. There's one other thing I want to have taken care of. We've got to have a fall guy.
I don't think I understand you, sir.
The police have got to have a victim. Somebody they can stick for those three murders.
Only two murders, Mr. Spade. Thursby undoubtedly killed your partner.
All right, two. What difference does it make? The point is, we got to toss the police a victim, somebody they can hang the works on.
Well, sir, that may be the way you worked in the past.
And it's the way I intend to go on. The first time I can't march into headquarters pushing a victim in front of me saying, here you are, you chumps, here's your criminal, my name's Mudd.
But this just happens to be a case where your system, and it's got a lot to recommend it, sir, just isn't possible. And I don't mind telling you that I think you're being very well paid for making an exception. You'll manage it. You're not a man that's afraid of a little bit of trouble.
I know what I'm talking about. This is my city and my game. I could manage to land on my feet, sure, this time, but the next time I tried to put over a fast one, they'd stop me so fast I'd swallow my teeth. You birds will be in New York or Constantinople or someplace. I'm in business here.
But surely...
Let's give them the punk. He actually did shoot both of them, Thursby and Jacoby, didn't he? Let's pin the necessary evidence on him and turn him over to him.
No. Yes, sir, you're a character, that you are. Yes, sir, there's never any telling what you'll do or say next, except that it's bound to be something astonishing.
There's nothing funny about it. It's our best bet. With him in their hands, the police...
But, my dear man, can't you see? I feel towards Wilmer just as exactly as if he were my own son. I really do. But if I even for a moment thought of doing what you propose, what in the world would keep Wilmer from telling the police every last detail about the Falcon and all of us?
Well, if we had to, we could have him killed resisting arrest. But we won't have to go that far. Let him talk his head off. I promise you nobody will do anything about it. It's easy to fix.
How? What do you think of this, Wilmer? It's funny, eh?
Spade, you bastard! You get up on your feet and go for your heat. I've taken all the writing I'm going to take. Now get up and shoot it out if you've got the guts.
No, Wilmer, we can't have any of that. You shouldn't let yourself attach so much importance to these things.
Well, you lay off me, then. I'm going to fog them if they keep it up, and there won't be anything that'll stop me from doing it.
Now, Wilmer. Bastard. Your plan is not at all practical. Let's not say anything more about it.
Let's get this straight. Am I wasting my time talking to you? I thought this was your show. Should I do my talking to the punk? I know how to do that.
No, sir, you're quite right in dealing with me.
All right. I've got another suggestion. It's not as good as the first, but it's better than nothing. You want to hear it?
Most assuredly.
Give them Cairo.
Oh, do what?
Give the police Cairo.
Well, by gad, sir.
Suppose we give them you, Mr. Spade, or Miss O'Shaughnessy. How about that if you're so set on giving them somebody?
You people want the Falcon. I've got it. A fall guy is part of the price I'm asking. As for Miss O'Shaughnessy, if you think she can be rigged for the part, I'm perfectly willing to discuss it with her.
By gotcha, you are a character.
Just a minute, Mr. Gutmann.
What is it, Joe?
Two to one, they're selling you out, kid. Hey, Gutmann, I hope you're not letting yourself be influenced by the guns these pocket edition desperados are carrying. I practiced taking them away from both of them, so there'll be no trouble there. The punk...
All right. No. Give me the gun, Will.
Get your hands off.
Grab his other arm. Carry it.
No.
Stop the gun.
No, please don't do that, Wilmer. Don't.
Stand aside.
You hurt him. You big coward.
Jesus, you're a pip. Let's look at the punk. Nothing cracked. We'll spread him on the sofa. Give me a hand, Bridget. Okay. There's your fall guy. Now, you'll either say yes right now, or I'll turn the falcon and the whole goddamn lot of you in.
I don't like that, sir.
So you don't like it? Well,
you can have him.
Oh, please don't do this thing, Mr. Gutmann. You must realize
that... I don't like it either, but we can't help ourselves now.
What are you doing, Cairo? In or out?
Can I choose?
You can, but you ought to know that if the answer is out, we'll give you to the police with your boyfriend.
Oh, come, Mr. Spade.
Well, which?
You give me no choice. I come in.
Good. Then we can all sit down. It's 2:00. I can't get the Falcon till daylight. We've got plenty of time to arrange everything.
I think it would be best for all concerned if we did not get out of each other's sight until our business has been transacted. You have the envelope.
I think Miss O'Shaughnessy has it.
Yes, I have it. I picked it up while you were all...
It's all right. Hang on to it. We won't have to lose sight of each other. I can have the Falcon brought here.
That will be excellent. Then, sir, in exchange for the $10,000 in Wilma, you will give us the Falcon and an hour or two of grace, so we won't be in the city when you surrender him to the authorities.
I can hold him here all day if you want. Let's get the details fixed. Why did he shoot Thursby? And why and where and how did he shoot Jacoby?
Now, come, sir, you can't expect that.
I do expect it. A fall guy is what I asked for, and he's not a fall guy.